4MUF Mobile.
Jody, NC9B.
Carl, how are you doing?
Wonderful, this beautiful morning here. Hope you're doing the same.
I'm working on it at least.
Well, all we can do is just work on it. But I plan on working hard on it. Not too hard, though. I don't work up a sweat or anything.
Just want to keep a good, steady pace at it, right?
Keep the wheels between the lines.
Want to keep the bugs off your bumpers and the bears off your... and your truck in between the ditches?
Yep. Man, I must be going too slow this morning. I'm on 63 and a 60, and that truck is passing me like I'm standing still.
Come out of throttle, they'll be running you over.
Well, at this time of the morning, that cop's at the coffee shop. Good day. Anything good? I'm going to take a ride down to Anderson, South Carolina, and make my regular run. Go to Anderson, back to Donaldson, just away from Donaldson, then back to Donaldson, then back to the office to call today.
Yeah, I got a good morning coming up. We're gonna cut out some subgrade to re-rock the place over there at one of those recycle centers where they go in there and pick all those big steel cans up. You know, they hold too much water, so I have to reshape everything, cut it down, and that kind of stuff.
Made of tissues, huh? Hate that. But you're the man to fix it.
But I'll give it a hell of a try, righty?
Go around, the levers will be operating, and dirt will be moving.
Dust a flying, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that was like a good old challenge, right?
Because you get in there, you know, and the boss walks up to you and goes, I want this water to go that way. And you go, okay.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted.
Some ditches, you know. All of while you got trucks coming in there getting them trash cans.
I know what they're doing on 25 here, but they leave these 45 mile per hour speed limit signs out, like, okay, yeah, all right, everything will be 45, but there's nobody out there working this hour of the morning. Who's going to do 45? I mean, come on.
We used to do that DOT work like that. We had to have them signs down every day when we wasn't out there.
People are just lazy. They don't leave the signs out, for the heck. So, what's the legality of that? I don't know. Who knows?
There's much of a legality anymore about it, but that was the will and deal. At the end of the day, we had to drive the job checking everything and take the signs down and then put them back up when we come in the morning, you know, checking everything again.
You know, that's the proper way to do it, but nowadays it's not necessary. I guess it's superfluous. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Superfluous.
That's a good one.
It worked, though. It's going to be nice and clear. I'm not looking forward to the ball.
We'll play around the golf in the morning.
Bumpers, chase that little white thing around.
Yes, sir. I guess they used to call it Pastor Poo.
I used to bottle of them guys. Like, yeah, that's a lot of diligence, because I don't have the patience for it. And I hit the ball one time, and it wouldn't go where I wanted it, and I said, I'm done.
I have done that, too.
Did that run radar across one of the golf courses. Some guys, you know, think they're, I guess golf clubs did use this to move the weeds so you can find your ball, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of hacking with a club, but they always give you a good trail.
That's one of the things that's never really interested me. Never played it. Now, by the way, I played putt-putt mini golf, but other than that, any of that don't interest me that much.
Never was one of them that had, you know, played all the time. There for a couple of years, we were playing about once a week. Now it's about once a year for me. Some friends of mine come up from South Florida. They live in Brevard, and I usually meet them when they're here, and we go play around, just enjoy it.
I guess, you know, if you're into that kind of thing. Sheriff's office used to work at Charleston. If you played golf, man, they had a golf team, and sheriff played golf, and if you played golf, man, you were in the clique. You got fast promotions and just cream puff assignments. So that was probably my only incentive to ever wanting to play golf. You know, try to move up in the career.
Can't say I blame you there. Never tried to get into it like that. We used to get off at 3 o'clock down south there at the county, and we'd all meet out on there. It was like four of us that met out on the golf course once a week on Thursdays. We'd play till dark, you know, because it was a county course. And, you know, we'd enjoy it.
Got kind of a checkered pass when it comes to wayward golf balls. They got a, you know, the municipal golf course there in Charleston is right off Maybank Highway, which is a five-lane highway that goes to John's Island. And we get called out all the time because it was a municipal golf course. It's owned by the city. And one of their golfers with his wayward ball would take out somebody's windshield or put a big old round dent in the hood. And we always had to go out and write a report because it was, you know, involving a city golf course.
Well, we had to, that golf course we used to play on, it was a par five, and on the, you know, the way the hole laid out, on the left side of it, you know, most people, when they slice left, and of course, on the left side of it, we had to go in there and clear about a 100-foot area, 100-foot wide, you know, pretty much the length of that. I know I could come out of that spot right there. I think I had 3 5-gallon golf buckets full of golf balls. And I still got 1 5-gallon bucket sitting in the house.
NC9V. I got a friend of mine who runs a pawn shop up there in Tennessee. He had a bucket full of golf balls, but I used to know a guy who, I guess, made good money collecting the golf balls and sold them back to the course, I guess. Brain is lost me there, but sold them back to the people who run the golf course. I guess the racket, Matt.
He is, and, you know, and I don't know how much they get for them. I guess you could get a dollar a piece or something for them.
As a kid, we used to collect, you know, Coke bottles and that kind of stuff. You used to get a whole nickel for each bottle that you brought in. I was like, man, you know how much candy that is? We'd just take a whole day and walk the ditches alongside roads and stuff looking for pop bottles and whatever you can find. And take them to the store, trade them in for the bunny, and get us some nice snacks.
Yes, sir. I understand that. We did the same thing. You know, we always looked around the street signs, you know, the speed limit signs and stuff, because a lot of times they try to use them for targets.
Target. What'd you do, sell them back to the city or what?
Man, we'd sell them back to the stores when we were kids trying to get us money.
Oh, yeah. So they started putting DOT and stuff on the back of all the signs. Well, I had a trailer a while back. I didn't ever do it, but the bottom of it was aluminum. That's what it was. And if you got underneath the trailer, you can see the DOT reflective in the back of it.
They made great splash guards for swamp buggies, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, they work well.
You know, those construction signs, like you're talking about, those speed limit signs and stuff, construction crews put out. And then half the time, they don't come back and get them. So they don't come back and get them, I guess, the fair game, right?
It was completed, and they didn't come back and get them. Man, you know, we might save them for the next job or when we needed to cut something or make something, stuff like that.
Real reason that you were supposed to go pick them up at the end of the day and put them back out, right, the next day? Yesterday, Jody and I put my ham radio in the truck, so I've got me a mobile rig now.
Very nice. I'm fixing to send some stuff out, you know. I'm fixing to sell a few things myself.
Abundance.
Yeah. I've got, you know, I've got a Kenwood 870 I'm going to get rid of. I got a Yaesu 1000 field, you know, I want to sell. And I got an Ameritron ADL that I want to get rid of. You know, some things like that. Just send them out.
The only thing I'd be in the market for is an amp, and I don't have the money for an amp, so that'll be down the pike somewhere. I can't think of anything else I really need, but I know Waynesville's coming up in July 20th, I think. I'm going to Waynesville, and don't really need anything. Just going to look at browse, I guess.
Yes, sir. I understand that. Yeah, I'm waiting to catch a couple of these Ham Fest, and I'll probably load up some stuff and take it up there and see if I can send it out.
A couple of HTs I probably want to get rid of. I've got two, I've got a Beofunk. I don't have to care for the Beofunk. A lot of people love them, but I've got one I don't want anything to do with. And I've got two TYTs. I've got two Yaesu FT50Rs, but I think I like those. I think I'm going to keep those. Probably get rid of maybe the TYTs and maybe the Beofunk.
Beofunk. You know, well, I remember when they first come out, you could buy them things for like $30 a piece. Just never was a big Beofunk fan. Like you, I got a couple of HTs myself that, I wouldn't get rid of them, but I kind of like to hold on to them because, you know, with the wife being a ham too, if we're going somewhere or doing something, they make great little radios to talk back and forth on.
Yeah, and if you got, you know, like the TYTs, you can put those in them. Yeah, they come in real handy with grandkids and stuff.
We always just throw them down there on Centplex around, you know, probably 145, 520 or something like that, way down below.
Some of the frequencies you put a HT on, it's not going to interfere with anything. Have the repeater frequencies that you can use.
That's exactly right.
Where we live, it's great living around the mountain. You know, kids would go on a little hike, little excursion or something, and toss them an HT and say, here you go, have at it.
Holler if you need something.
Like hide and seek or whatever. We used to have, when I was growing up, we used to do Fox Hunts. And that was with the CB radio. But we'd have fun with that. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, that is fun doing it.
Get all the guys together and get like a eat meeting somewhere. And we sit down, have a nice meal and talk. I guess we're going to have to wait till Waynesville, huh?
About 2 months away.
What about he's going to bring the camper up? I think his camper is, we get up to the mountains there about a month. So maybe when he comes up, we all get together somewhere up there in the mountains or something.
Good.
You have to drive so far. Maybe we'll get like halfway or something.
Today or something on the weekend, it ain't bad at all doing it. We don't mind that at all.
Something else. Just stay busy, I guess. Get things done.
How are you?
Go ahead.
I was just saying that when we do something like that, we always usually run the back roads if we can stay off an interstate.
I hate going on the interstate. Except when I'm working. When I'm working, I don't like to get off the interstate.
Yes, sir.
Just yesterday, not yesterday, but Tuesday, when I was working, talking to my son on the phone, I paid attention, and I missed turning 80 to get back to the office. I'm like, oh, great. And I'm going downtown Greer in a tractor trailer. And I know, if you keep going straight up Poinsett Street, there's a big sign that says, no trucks, three axles or more. Oh, wonderful. And your options are residential neighborhoods. So I turned and said left. Yeah, I found a street I thought I could fit on. Turned left. looking for another couple streets. So I'm talking to my son. He's like, well, where are you at? And I'm telling him off names of streets. He says, I don't know where that was at. So, anyway. I came up to the stop sign. And nope, he turned that way. Go up to the next stop sign. The one at the very end looks promising. I get down the very end. I look to the right and says, ooh, I ain't going that way. Look to the left. I think I can go that way. So I made it to the left and came out and I realized where I was. And of course, you have to, it was a stop sign. At a red light, but you have to make the left and then immediate right. And there was nobody going to let me out. It was right at lunchtime. Back in 5-10 minutes. I got to force my way out. So, sorry, folks. Got to come out.
Hello, boy, when I delivered the motor grader to the job, getting ready to come out, and that traffic was just thick. And I said, yep, I'm going to have to piss somebody off. So here we go.
Yeah, I get, you know, you think this is a big tractor trailer coming out of a residential street. Maybe someone will slow down and stop and create a gap so we can get out. Nah, they just keep on going. Not their merry little way. NC9B.
Sir KF4MUF. It's like, well, I don't want to get behind him because he might be going slow.
That truck, I'll tell you. I enjoy it. Love people are tripping now.
And what kind of truck do you drive?
Volvo. This dry van, 53 foot.
Pull a 53 foot dry van, that's always fun.
Residential neighborhoods. Yeah. So I say, I'll spend the interstate all day long on that one. You know, I've got my picked out routes that I like to do. I'm pretty astute about, picking out a road that I will or will not turn on.
I've had my CDLs and driving tractor trailers since I've been, 20 years old, I guess. And I've always drove low boys mainly, and flatbeds and drop decks. Very seldom pulled a dry van.
Keep that length, it's all the same, pretty much. My son and I, we had a hot shop business a few years back and had a 35 foot trailer. That was always fun.
And I still enjoy it now when, I get a chance. I'll go move my motor grader or a bulldozer or, stuff like that with a low boy. It's not every day now, so it's fun when you can get back in it.
It's like a constant challenge. People like to be challenged.
And you're pulling a 55 or 60 foot low boy with three axles that don't turn worth a damn, makes it even funner.
He's driving a rock slinger now. Yeah, he's got all that big weight. At least I'm just hauling little, plastic parts. Not hauling that much weight. He's on the backs every time, just about.
That's not bad, then. I think I hauled a load of plastic septic tanks from like Pennsylvania down to Miami, Florida, and I think the whole load weighed about 2,500 pounds or some shit.
Yeah, back when we were doing the hot shot pack, I'd cap the weight at a certain weight. We went down one time to Georgia, picked up some equipment. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. It's within this limit. And you get down there, load the things on. I said, ain't no way. So, went and weighed, yeah. That was about 7,000-8,000 over.
Yeah, that might have been a tad bit heavy.
Long ride, heading up to North Carolina to get that thing delivered without going to across any scales.
That's exactly right.
The other day, Lee says, you're not going to stop and get fuel, are you? I go, why? He says, well, you run at max. I said, no, I was really getting fuel, but no, I won't now. It's C9B.
I'm going to eat lunch.
We got to make a little leeway in case your scale run right.
I had some fun with that stuff, man. I've hauled some things that make you shake your head about, things that make you wonder why you put them on the truck.
Well, a couple runs I've done is a big long 53-foot trailer, and I've got like four skids on it. Like,
I got you beat on that one. I had to take a 53-foot box van over from one side of Florida to the other one, which was about 2.5-hour run, and they didn't have a pickup truck for me to take it in, so I hooked up to that 53-foot box van and stuck a 3x3 box inside that box van to haul it over there.
I'm sure they paid well for it, too.
And, you know, it was, and they're like, man, we don't know what to say. I said, well, I do. Load it up. Let's go.
Turning. Dale, that's pretty. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Righty.
Z9BS. I'm about to work here, so I'll be signing with you, Tony. You have a great day. Good conversation this morning. Take care, and hopefully we'll get together soon.
We'll get together soon. And yes, great conversation. Thank you for the cue. So have a great day, Leon. Take care of yourself. 73s, KF4MUF.
All right, Jody. I'll have that radio in the truck. So you get more later on. NC9V.